So how many of you are first time in Mayapur? First time? Oh, first time there. So you like Mayapur?
Yes.
You feeling some difference here?
Yes.
What difference? So Mayapur is very special. Because this is land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Mahaprabhu is very merciful. This is Mayapur Dham, Navadvip Dham is very merciful. The speciality of Navadvip Dham is whoever will come here, he will develop bhakti unto Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhu told me, I should speak something, that how to develop our Krishna consciousness, that we have to sincerely do sravanam kirtanam, chanting, hearing, very, very important. So mainly I'll focus on that. First we'll describe you, what is this business with consciousness? How much important role this plays, this consciousness, how much important it is in our life to bring perfection to our life. And how much disadvantage if we do not consider or we do not recognize the consciousness, and we think the achievement of life is we get lot of material opulence so that bodily comfort will be achieved, or we get some situation where we can get mental peace. But we forget about the role of consciousness in our life. That is what is everything in our life. And to not recognize consciousness and move forward with our life as we are going is not a business of wise person, intelligent person. Intelligent person will go to the root of our enjoyment and sufferings as it has been presented in Vedic literatures by Supreme Personality of Godhead himself and by many great seers, recently saints, Muni Rishis. So that is what we will discuss now. So consciousness is chetana, chetana, consciousness, you are aware of consciousness. The consciousness, in one sense, you know, but conscious. The microphone is not conscious. It's dead matter. But we are conscious. We can understand, we can react, we can feel. This much you all know. Consciousness of Chaitanya means there is power of feeling or reciprocations. But that is one definition of consciousness. But there is another definition of consciousness, what we'll discuss now. Consciousness means chetana. The chetana, where chetana comes from, that is called chitta. Consciousness, chetana comes from chitta. So the symptoms of the spirit soul is consciousness. Symptom of the spirit soul is consciousness. If there is no consciousness, then we understand there is no spirit, there is matter. So now, our acharyas, they have described the different grade of consciousness. Different levels of consciousness. The first level of consciousness, Arival, is known as covered consciousness. Covered consciousness or Abhrita Chetana. What happens at this stage? At this stage, the living entity, the constitutional is conscious. But his consciousness is covered, so much so that living entity cannot feel, cannot reciprocate, because his consciousness is fully covered. Can you tell a living entity what you consider as a living entity or doesn't reciprocate? One example. Any example, living entity but doesn't reciprocate, doesn't understand anything.
Trees.
Like?
Trees.
Trees are living or non-living?
Living.
You all agree? But you caught a human being, you beat a human being, you will react. Tree, you caught tree, not reacting. Not reacting. Spirit soul is there. Consciousness is there, but it's covered. Covered by what? Consciousness is covered by lust. You know lust? L-U-S-T, lust. All you know? What lust means? Any of you know? Raise your hand. Who knows what lust means? Desire? Does desire is lust?
Intense desire.
Intense desire? If you have intense desire, how to get Krishna? That is lust?
Wrong
desire. Yes.
Intense desire of material
attachments. The definition of lust is the desire for satisfying our senses through material process, through material possessions. So that is lust. And where that desire arises from? The lust. Lust is a desire how to satisfy our senses, how to get more to satisfy my senses. It's lust. And where that lust arises from? This lust arises from modes of material nature. There are three modes of material nature. Mode of ignorance, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. The lust arises from mode of passion. Kamaesa, krodhaesa, rajaguna, samadhyava. It arises from there. When you become very lusty, you try to acquire as much as some or other to satisfy your senses, material. So more you satisfy, more you desire, strong desire to satisfy your senses, your consciousness will be more and more covered. You understand? So you will be, your senses will be covered so much, so strongly, at one day, that living entity will take birth as a tree. So that is completely covered. You caught him, you will not recognize, understand. His consciousness is covered. Covered by? Consciousness is covered by?
Lust.
Our consciousness is the knowledge, lust is the ignorance. The knowledge is covered by ignorance. Desire for sense gratification is ignorance. Materially. So that's why that living entity will end up becoming a tree. Like inert, have no feeling. It's like in material example I give. Some people they chew pan, they enjoy chewing pan, right? And there is a lot of chili. And gradually, they lose the taste. They grow up, they can't taste anything. And you watch television, and at the end of the life, you can't see anything. The indriya, senses become finished. Or you are hearing rock and roll music, putting earphones inside, blasting. Hearing, then no hearing. Understand? That's a gross example I give. Desire for too much sense gratification, end up, that you lose your feeling. The symptom of consciousness is the feeling, no feeling. The tree, the stones, the living entities, but no feeling, because consciousness is covered. So higher to this covered consciousness is contracted consciousness. The consciousness has evolved little more, little better than the living entities within the trees. So they are known as animals. Animals' consciousness is sankuchita chetana. Trees' consciousness is abhrita chetana, covered consciousness. And consciousness within animals is known as contracted consciousness, sankuchita chetana. They have consciousness, better consciousness than the plants, trees, but their consciousness is limited. And limited to what? The animals' consciousness is limited to eating, mating, sleeping and defending. Their consciousness, their intelligence will not work beyond that. They'll be expert, they'll be very expert how to have sex. They're intelligent for that. How to eat, how to sleep, how to defend, that intelligence is there. But their consciousness is limited to these things. It's sankuchita chetana. Then higher than animals, human beings. There is a mukulita chetana, or budding consciousness. Will you remember? What is the lower degree of consciousness? That boy said. I'm sure you can remember, we are all IIT students, very sharp boys. What is the lower class, lower level of consciousness? What is the lower level of consciousness? Covered consciousness. Okay, look at now. Covered consciousness. Consciousness is covered. Covered by what? Lust comes from? So which kind of living entities consciousness is covered consciousness? Trees, plants, creepers. Okay. So higher than that consciousness is, second level consciousness is known as contracted or sankuchita chetana. And who are this kind of consciousness? Why this sankuchita, why? Limited to eating, wetting, sleeping. Beyond that they can't understand anything. They are conscious. On the street a cow is walking and a human being also walking. The red light. Human being will stop. Cow will stop? Cow will not stop. You not understand it. What is the next level of consciousness? Budding or mukulit or budding. We call flower blossom, called budding, buds. The consciousness of a human being is budding consciousness. Human being budding consciousness. So why human being's consciousness is considered as budding consciousness? Because difference is there. Animal consciousness, human consciousness. Difference is the consciousness of the animal has evolved to such a level, their consciousness has evolved to a level where they can only be inquisitive. They can become inquisitive only about eating, mating, sleeping, defending. Not beyond that. They can't become inquisitive. So that is the difference between human being and animals. Don't think the difference between human being and animals, we have two legs, they have four legs. Don't think difference between human being and animals, we go to IIT, they don't go to IIT. They are not IIT engineers. Animals can become engineer? Can they become doctor? Yes or no? No? Who told you no? You think animals, birds can become engineer? Have you seen the nice babui pakhi basa? Next, birds nest. Have you seen? Birds, they make next, you know. So which engineering college that bird has got? You cannot make next like that. But he has made that intelligence is there. Don't think they don't have this intelligence of becoming engineer and doctor. They have that intelligence. Naturally, this intelligence is there. Because inquisitive for eating, mating, sleeping, defending, that intelligence is there. How to engage in sex? You don't have to teach them. They know. The animals, they know how to have sex, how to sleep, how to eat. All this intelligence they have. They don't have to go training, they don't have to go to school, college. Naturally, it is there. So that is not the difference. The difference between animal and human being you will understand from their inquisitiveness. What they are inquisitive for? A human animal inquisitive for eating, mating, sleeping, defending. And a human being is also only inquisitive for eating, mating, sleeping, defending. Then his consciousness is not budding consciousness. He's still in animal consciousness. You understand? The body like a human being. He has done his PhD, Nobel laureates, but his consciousness is not human consciousness. Why his consciousness is not human consciousness? Why you don't regard him as a human being? Because his inquisitiveness is limited to eating, mating, sleeping, defending. He has done MA, PhD, doctorate. But whatever he is doing, end of the day, what he will get? Eating, mating, sleeping, defending. But somebody will become a real human being. When his nature of inquisitiveness changes, when his inquisitiveness doesn't remain limited to eating, mating, sleeping, defending, goes beyond it. He becomes inquisitive about the self, about God. Why I have come here? Who am I? Why I am suffering? What will happen to me after death? So human being of that nature, that consciousness, they are called as Mukulita Chaitanya, budding consciousness. So three consciousness I described to you. So now more boys will reply to me. What is the lowest level of consciousness? Then second level of consciousness? Contracted consciousness. Third level of consciousness? Budding consciousness. Whose consciousness is budding consciousness? All human being consciousness is budding consciousness? Among human beings, whose consciousness is budding consciousness? They're inquisitive about the self. Brahma Sanghita, Vedanta Sutra, first verse tells about the who is human being. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. One who is inquisitive to know about the self and the absolute truth. They are human being. Okay? Then fourth level of consciousness. So among those human beings, they are inquisitive about the absolute truth and the self. So among those people, those who are engaged in devotional service, practicing Krishna consciousness, practicing, not achieve, but practicing devotional service, their consciousness is known as how is it? Recovery English. Budding then? Manifested consciousness. Manifested, vikasita chetana means manifested consciousness. From dormant condition is coming to level of manifested. Okay? Consciousness is dormant, fully covered among the trees. They are fully covered. covered by
by
lungs, because they are engaging the living entity, engaging too much sense gratification, he will end up become a tree now. Then gradual level from animal, human being, then inquisitive for absolute truth, then engage in devotional service. That is called manifested consciousness. What consciousness? Manifested consciousness or vikasita chetana. Then engage in devotional service. Engage in devotional service means sincerely chanting and hearing. Chanting and hearing the first principles of devotional service. More sincerely you chant, more sincerely you hear, the sound vibration will go within your heart. And your heart will be cleansed. Chitta darpana marjanam. Heart will be cleansed. Heart will become free from anartha or material hankerings. And gradually, gradually, the influence of modes of material nature will reduce upon us. There is material consciousness. Now we have bodily consciousness. People just think always about money. What do you call them? You tell them, it's called money conscious, too much money conscious. Now we say like this, you use word, no. You have not come across. People just think only money, too much money conscious. So somebody thinks body, it's too much body conscious, right? You only identify with the body. His knowledge is so degraded, he can't see anything beyond body. He tried to accumulate things only for body, dull head. He could become a scientist. We may think, very developed brain. But even if he's a scientist, or he could be a millionaire, a billionaire, but his consciousness is very down. You understand? He's a developed brain. He's a billionaire. But his consciousness is like whom? Consciousness is like animals. It's like animals. But when one is engaged in hearing, chanting, hearing, that gradually the heart will be cleansed. Then our consciousness will manifest more and more. And then we become Krishna conscious. That consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Understand? So goal of our life is to become Krishna conscious. So when we come to platform Krishna consciousness, that time what will happen? Then we will have connection with Krishna, with God. Krishna belongs to which mode of material nature? Krishna. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance? Krishna. Beyond. So when you come in contact with Krishna, then we will come also above the modes of material nature. And once we go above the modes of influence of modes of material nature, then our real independence will manifest. We are not independent now, we are controlled by modes of material nature. Yes. Just like very powerful bull, you put an iron chain in his nose, and whichever side you pull, the bull will move accordingly. And our situation is like that. Our situation is like that. The Maya has put a nose in our... So whichever way, three modes of material nature pulling and we are going accordingly. But if we come to the platform of Krishna consciousness, that is fully manifested consciousness. So that is the real business of our life. If somebody can understand this subject matter, recognize this subject matter, and become serious how to achieve this, then his life will be successful. And any other achievements will be full of misery, There could be some enjoyment, temporary reduction of sufferings. You should try to recognize, understand. The enjoyment, this material world is not enjoyment. The happiness of this material world is not real happiness. What is that? Illusion. No, what illusion? You are enjoying. If you take a rasgulla, you feel the sweetness. Okay, not permanent, but sometimes I am enjoying. Not every time, sometimes I am enjoying. A short term, okay, short term. Happiness? But we are accepting the short term happiness. No. Actually, there is another science behind it. Prabhupada is saying, the enjoyment is not short term happiness. It's not happiness at all. What it is, you know? The reduction of suffering. Prabhupada is saying, the reduction of suffering, people take it as happiness. You are always suffering. Reduced, oh, no, I am happy. You are not happy. See, somebody pinching my hand. I am suffering. You released, oh, so nice. What's so nice? You are suffering, released. That is not happiness. But somebody put sandalwood pulp, ah, now happiness. That is not happening. Material world, due to ignorance, you are working hard like donkey. Then weekend, oh, I am going to enjoy. Sunday, you go to sea beach, cinema, club, oh, I am enjoying. For 7 days, you are working like donkey, suffering. But the Prabhupada is saying, people, they go to see cinema, to enjoy. Prabhupada is saying, people, they don't go to cinema to see cinema to enjoy. They go to see cinema to forget their sufferings. All cinema, club, so ignorantly we think this comes from mode of ignorance. This idea, this concept of enjoyment, what you are saying as illusion, that comes from ignorance. I am going to club to enjoy. No, you are going to club to forget your sufferings. You have so much stress, so much problem. Okay, let me go to club. So this is knowledge. You understand? This is knowledge, to see the truth. What is the truth means? To see the suffering as suffering. But in our case, we see suffering as enjoyment. That is the problem. We accept like that. So that is dullhead. We are dullhead. Materially, maybe we are a billionaire, big scientist. We have achieved so much. But our consciousness, we do not take care of it. So that is the instructions of Gita and Bhagavad. You have different endeavor. How material will be well situated, that is good. We should do that. No problem with that. We should have a sound, nice, decent life. That endeavor should be that, have a decent life. Okay? Then we should have endeavor that we have mentally peaceful life. We should try for peaceful life. But if you try for a decent life and peaceful life, but don't try and don't recognize or you ignore how to develop our consciousness. Bring our consciousness to level of fully manifested, where our consciousness is linked to Krishna. Now our consciousness is linked to mode of material nature. Understand? But by hearing Sravanam Kirtanam, our chitta will be related to Krishna. So that is called Sattva Bhav. Then from there our real life will start. That is very, very important. What you are hearing today, maybe you will not be able to relate much. Maybe it is not making so much sense to you. But if you stick to the principle, by the mercy of Krishna, one day you will understand how important it is to practice devotional service through chanting and hearing, so that we can develop our consciousness to Krishna consciousness to get real perfection of human life. Otherwise, our life will remain as what life? Our life will remain as?
Animals.
I'm not looking, I'm hearing. Our life will remain as?
Animals.
But some they reluctant to say that. They don't say that my life will be animal life. Reluctant to say that. But that is the fact. The fact is we have to try to perfect our life by cultivating devotional service, through which consciousness is not good. That peace will not be there, comfort will not be there. Anyway you try, you will not be happy in your life. You will be happy in your life. That's the goal of life. If anybody has any question. Whatever I said on that topic, it is not clear to you, some topic. Or if you have any other question.
We are very fortunate to have Maharaj. Your sister is so very rare. And the classes have very much inspired us. If anybody has any question, we'd like to link it to this topic.
How do we define
consciousness?
How do we define? Purify? Refining?
How do we define consciousness?
How do we define consciousness?
Sometimes it is
referred
to the air. Yes, and where the soul is floating. Are there some different answers for consciousness? Specifically, what is it?
What I have understood, consciousness is the symptom of life, that is the basic definition of consciousness. And the symptom of the soul, is consciousness. And this consciousness, as I said, it manifested through cultivation of devotional service, through which you can relate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should understand the consciousness is the quality of the spirit soul, just like the fire has heat, heat and light, which cannot be separated from fire. As a nature, the quality of fire. So take consciousness like that. This quality, nature, inbuilt ingredient of the spirit soul, which makes it different from the matter. Try to understand like that. Something we have to just understand which is not too gross. Like soil is gross, we can understand. Water, we can understand. The fire, we can understand. Air, more difficult to understand. Ether, more difficult to understand. Mind, more difficult to understand. What is mind? What is sitting? No. In intelligence, more. Then above that consciousness comes. It's called mind, intelligence and ego. So ego platform, consciousness works. Ego, the consciousness is there. The platform, ego starts. According to your consciousness, your ego is in. False ego or real ego. The two kinds of ego. You must have heard false ego, real ego. That false ego, real ego works on the platform of consciousness. So this is very, very, very subtle. Very, very subtle. And that is very nature, an inbuilt, integrated, inseparable quality of the spirit soul. We see the gross matter, five sense objects, rupa, rasa, gandha, shabda, sparsha, then knowledge acquiring senses, then mind, then working senses, then beyond that, the gross matters, beyond that is mind, beyond that is intelligence, beyond that is ego. So, the ego or consciousness is in between the spiritual and material. There is a bridge, there is intelligence. is pushed together. So as I said, more you go to subtle subject matter, more difficult to explain, but you can understand like that. Try to understand. As I said, conscious means just conscious, it's just conscious. That is one concept of understanding. Is it conscious or unconscious? Dead or living? Right? That is one kind of understanding. And other kind of understanding, as I explained, is it money conscious? Is it Krishna conscious? Is it body conscious? You understand difference? One is conscious, one is living. Another, what is conscious about? That is speed cells business. Like that.
Maharaj, you were telling that body consciousness includes the realization of self.
Body consciousness?
Self-realization. Mm-hmm. So how we can relate self-realized includes
body consciousness.
Knowledge of Krishna consciousness.
He is saying body self-realization includes body consciousness.
But
how Krishna consciousness can include body consciousness? That is your point?
My question is knowledge of self is that we should serve God, and that is Krishna consciousness. So body consciousness means that knowledge of self. So how we can develop a differentiation?
See, knowledge of self, you are saying. But when you think self means body, it's body consciousness. When your self is spirit soul, and spirit soul is servant of Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness. Knowledge of body, knowledge is the knowledge of body, only knowledge of body. But a Krishna conscious person has the knowledge of body also. He has knowledge of body, he has knowledge of mind, knowledge of intelligence, he has everything. But a body conscious person, he does not have knowledge of Krishna. Within 100 rupees, 10 rupees is there. Within 10 rupees, 100 rupees is not there. You understand? A Krishna conscious person has knowledge of body, mind, intelligence, everything. A body conscious person doesn't have consciousness of understanding of Krishna. You understand? Something else, your question? Is this your question? Okay, to some extent.
Sir, as somebody says that I am very conscious about the people of the world, that means he serves the people, he serves the animals, and if he is not conscious to the God, then what's the difference between a person who is conscious to the Lord Krishna and the person who is conscious to the human beings around the world?
See, I say, if you are conscious about the human beings, you love human beings. But we are saying Krishna consciousness means you love Krishna. One is Krishna conscious, you love Krishna. But the mechanics works like this. If you are body conscious, you only relate personality, they are connected to your body. Okay? Just like you love your family members very much. One level, family members. Then you hate other family members. If you think I love my family means automatically you don't love others. Automatically comes, isn't it? Logic. Somebody, no. I don't only love my family members. I love my whole Indian, all Indians I love. Or I say I love all Bengalis. You love all Bengali means you hate Biharis. You don't love Biharis. You understand? Somebody, no. I don't see difference Bengali, Bihari, Oriya. My country is big. I am for my country. I'm Rashtranayak. No? I have love for country. Huh? Desh Prem. Huh? Love for country. It sounds very great. Desha Premi. You understand? But when you love to India, then you fight with Pakistan. So your love is not complete. And somebody will say, no, I don't see any distinction Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Pakistan. I love all human beings. You love all human beings, but you are killing bakri, goat, eating fish. So where is your love? You understand? Your love is better but not best, not ultimate. What they are saying, if somebody loves all people, good. But when you love Krishna, Krishna is creator of everything, then automatically love will expand to everybody. You can't see anybody's heart, because if I love you, can I go and kill your son? No, because I love you, your son, how can I kill him? Same way, if you love God, then automatically love His creation. So just imagine, the process is there by which you can develop love to everybody. What great it is! Isn't it? So what, that consciousness, very high level consciousness, a purified consciousness, where you can seriously love everybody, all human beings, irrespective of Indian, American, Hindu, Muslim, all animals, all birds, including trees also. Just imagine, one day, your heart will become so soft, your consciousness will be elevated so much, that somebody cutting a tree unnecessarily, you will feel hurt. Oh, such a nice tree, you will feel hurt. You understand? What a level of consciousness that will be. Then see the other side, see the other side. You are catching a fish and beating the fish, and fish is suffering like anything. You are enjoying. Oh, now it will be fried. Ah, I'll eat it. You understand? You understand? Consciousness becomes so gross. At a level of consciousness, to see another suffering, we are enjoying. And other suffering, we are enjoying. Not only killing a fish, we are enjoying. Killing a goat, we are enjoying. Killing a brother, also we are enjoying. Right? Nowadays, killing father, killing wife, killing the one baby inside the womb. We are enjoying. Good consciousness. So what is that? He's suffering now. Back it down. Stop it. Close. Stop it. We don't have to see he's suffering now. He's suffering now. So that is the point. Do you understand? That's why people should become God conscious. God conscious makes their heart soft. Just imagine, if whole world people will become God conscious, Krishna conscious, and their heart would go for every living entity, what a blissful world we could have created. You don't do that, then all kinds of nonsense things happening for environment day. They are doing environment day. You know, recently they had environmental days, whole world environmental day they are doing. All big prime minister, governors, they are going to plant one plant and showing all newspaper, television people. What environment? For your useless sense gratification, you are cutting all the trees. See your buildings, how many newspapers are publishing? Hundreds of newspapers. So much tree they are cutting. Why don't you stop these newspapers? And you governor coming and chief minister planting one tree, you are saying, oh, we are environment, you are stupid fellows. Cheating. Cheating. They are cheating because they don't have love. Because of ignorance, they want how much I enjoy. They cut all the trees. They make big, big factories. They destroy. Why they don't close these factories? Environmental day, you want to announce, then India government should announce how many factories I closed. That is environmental day. Yes or no?
Yes.
That is environmental day, not just planting one tree. How many factories are you closing? How many slaughterhouses you are closing? Slaughterhouse destroy the environment. Why that you don't do that? They will not do that. Because that will hamper their sense gratification. Eating, biting, sleeping, depending. But when you become God conscious, you understand? Then you don't go for this. You don't go for a body. And you are saying your love for a contributable this, that. That is only because of body relations. But you don't go beyond body relations. Soul relation, soul relation. Good or bad? Good.
Kind of services
So, in which category would you like to put such kind of people among these five
chapters? See, there will be...
They love to serve, they are doing everything for the society, they are putting their life for the society.
See, they are putting their life, they are putting their life in the society. To develop the society so that people can have bodily comfortable life. They have bodily comfortable life. So that is good. But that is not the best, as I described. That is necessary to have a society. We should have some groups doing this. I'll tell you one example. One rich man's son, he forgot his father. Roaming in Howrah station. From that village, somebody will come. See, oh, this person is a rich man, son, suffering so much. So he spent few rupees, gave some tea, some cigarette, some nasta, this data. No, yes, the rich man, son, you're suffering. No, he's merciful. He did some favor to him. And another person came from that village. So he's wearing all torn cloth, this, that. Then, oh, you're suffering so much. Nice cloth and everything he gave. He did some good things. Then another person came. Then sat down next to him. Made him to understand. Why are you suffering like this? Your father is rich. Then he changed his life. He brought him back to his father. So who is the best person helping him? Huh? Who is the best person helping? You tell. Whom among these three people, who is the best? You do not understand? The last person, he explained everything nicely, pacified, and brought him back to his father. Among these first three people, who is the best help? No, I will hear from his lotus mouth. Yes, tell that. Why are you looked at? Why are you looked at? The person who brings him back to consciousness. He was in ignorance. He was not telling his father. His life is perished. I went to give one cup of tea. I think I am doing great. You take some help, okay? I recognize that. You understand? So that's why, when this person bringing him back to his father, automatically he is giving some food. Is that it? So giving Krishna consciousness means you are not materially helping them. You are helping them also. You are giving some higher. You understand? That I say 100 rupees has 10 rupees, but 10 rupees doesn't have 100 rupees. If you are taking care of Krishna consciousness, you are taking care of the material needs also. But taking care of material needs, you are losing Krishna consciousness. So that's why, though it sounds good, it's good also to some extent, but the Krishna consciousness has to be added. Has to be added. As I explained, our consciousness is not raised. You may give him food, this, that. They'll eat and go steal things. And you get all the karma. You build a big hospital thinking, I'm doing nice seva. You understand? And all these thieves, rogues, somebody cut his hand, some problem, they'll be cured, come to your hospital, and again go steal and murder. You have to take all the karma for that. You understand? You take all the karma. So just taking care of this is just taking care of your cloth. You love your son very much, right? And you take care of the shoe very nicely. The whole day taking care of the shoe, and the son you forget. So there is love. It's like that. You're taking care of food, shelter, good. But that doesn't bring real happiness. They still remain ignorance, you understand? The consciousness remains like animals. So is it not good to help them to bring the consciousness high level, while not ignoring their social welfare activity? Don't ignore that. Don't do that. Don't do that. You do that, but you add this. So that is the difference. Clear? I'll take question from pants and boys, not Dhoti Panjai. Yes.
How Krishna is beyond, means above the mode of goodness.
How Krishna is beyond mode of goodness.
Means above the mode of goodness.
Above the mode of material nature. that you have image, right? He is above the mode of materialism.
And how can he get that?
See, Krishna is transcendental. Transcendental means beyond modes of materialism and spiritual world. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. Okay? And Krishna has two energy. One is the internal potency, one is the external potency. Krishna, he is God, he has two energy, three energy. We are also his energy, per Jivatma, spirit soul. And he has two energy, internal and external. In spiritual world is internal energy. And material world, that is external energy. The material world or external energy has, here the mode of material nature works. Mode of ignorance, mode of passion and mode of goodness. But Krishna is in spiritual world. This maya, external energy, can't influence Krishna. This is like a like a shadow. He is always behind Krishna. He is not controlled by this mode of material nature. But our case is, we are in between. We are in between internal and external. So if we have to take, we choose where you want to go. So by mistake we choose this. So we are under modes of material nature. So if we practice Krishna consciousness, gradually, gradually we will become free from modes of material nature, then we will be elevated to the spiritual level. Where we establish our unalloyed relationship with Krishna directly. We are not related to Krishna directly. We are related to Krishna, but indirectly. Just like you are all connected to government directly, Sarkar. But the prison house people, they are also under Sarkar, but indirectly connected. They are controlled by in a different way. Their life is different, our life is different. Isn't it? Same way, spiritual world is like independent life, but here we are like prison house because of modes of material nature. So we practice Krishna consciousness through chanting, hearing, remembering, engaging our senses in Krishna's service, and gradually, 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 the influence of modes of material nature will be removed. Then truth will manifest to us. You understand? And we can go to Krishna also. And serve there directly. Okay?
Yes. Okay. Sir, as in the earlier days, India was very, what I think is spirituality in that. Then in that days, people had lots of false considerations like Andhavishwas about the universe, about the world, that Surya ke bare mein ki, he is a god, and Chandra. That means people was very less curious about the universe, about the outer world, and ye spirituality ek andhvishwas ki create karta hai in the science mein.
See, spirituality is not creating andhvishwas. Spirituality, pure spiritual discussion, not creating andhvishwas, but there are some low class people, in the name of dharma or spirituality, they are following some andhavishwas. See? But the science you are saying, see, nowadays we have calendar and everything. 500 years before, there is no manifest science, but they knew, that time also they knew when Chandra Grahan will take place, Surya Grahan will take place. Science was there always. Prior to present day, previously science was more well organized. All Muni Rishis, their knowledge is much more developed. Now this knowledge is not so developed. More information is more clear before. And you are saying about moon, sun, all these things, mechanisms are mentioned in Vedic literatures. The moon is there, moon is giving the strength for all the plants, what sun is doing, their movements, where they are located, how much distance each planet is from each other. All these Vedic literatures explains. It is not like that, they did not know. But as you are saying, oh, they are worshipping moon as God, sun as God, on the way. But see, this belief is good. They are worshipping river, they are worshipping tree. It's good. Otherwise they exploit. No? Otherwise they exploit the nature. So the rishis, they have given a understanding you respect. If you respect moon, you respect earth, no? We say Bhumi Mata. So what is wrong with that? You respect the other, you exploit. No? Exploit nature. So that consciousness was very balanced way it was given to the society. That's why people are living nicely. Nowadays, that kinds of consciousness or thoughts or knowledge is taken out. Now you see how people are exploiting each other, exploiting nature, suffering more and more and more. And how you are thinking your science is helping in this way. Science is not helping us at all. Science is making our life more miserable. No? What is what science is doing for you? Before, we did not have so many vehicles, but people can walk 30, 40, 50 kilometers, bodily strength. Nowadays, 40 kilometers, you can go by bicycle also. You become so weak. I read one of your youth forum books. Now science has developed, so life become very comfortable. So our ladies, before what they are doing, and they have to do dhanki for grinding the wheat, the husking the grain. Then for grinding, they have to do like this, you know, in our village. Yeah. So now science is so merciful. Science gives us grinder, push the button, nothing to do. People are very happy to see science. Then in that book I have read, then when they grow old, then they have leg pain, back pain, hand pain. Then they go to doctor. Doctor ji, what shall I do? So then they give 400 rupees fee, and doctor said, you do your hand like this. So they said, but why can't you do from beginning like this? You have to pay 400 rupees to learn to do like this. A simple example of science. Science has made us pongo. Pongo. Science has made us buddhu. Science has taken all our strength. Science has taken all our real intelligence, I tell you. Strength is gone. I know my child, I am from a village. To my relative's house, I used to walk 10, 15 kilometers. To pass Tolu, we walk 1 or 2 kilometers to pass Tolu. In village, that happens, very common, isn't it? We had no bathroom that time, no toilet, but attached toilet, but we have attached dating room. Now it is called as attached bathroom. Passing stool is such an important role of life. How nice they can pass stool, that is very important. But what happens? I go to America, European countries, the toilet room is much more better than our bedroom. We don't feel to give lean toilet, so neat, so fantastic toilet room. But toilet may be very fantastic, but they can't pass stool properly. They all have very kind children. Petty may gadabada. So if you really analyze a so-called science and this development of civilization has taken all our intelligence, all our bodily strength, all our sense gratification, everything gone. No enjoyment. No enjoyment. Before people really enjoy the life, blissful life. This is all sitting things going on, you boys have to understand. When the childhood time, there's no fertilizer, no chemicals, no hybrid, you understand? Everything was nice. I know that when the dal is cooked in our house, so nice smell. You people have no taste of dal now. Dal has no taste. Dal has no smell. No? All spoiled. For that time, fertilizer came. All these nice hybrid things came. Very expensive. People thought, ah, so nice, so nice. Now everybody bought that. And they got so much disease that eating lychee, hybrid lychee, you know, they have injection now. You have full kobi. This evening you put injection. This full kobi, tomorrow morning will be this big. Oh, this see the chamatkarita of your science? Science is so great. Science is great for fools. The present science is great for fools. Wow, so nice. Chamatkar. But if you eat that full kobi, what will you get? What is inside? Lychee, they are doing, trying to do lychee, they spray, tomorrow it will be big. Then they eat and die. You understand? You're very much stuck with this science. Don't be proud of this modern day science. Modern day science has destroyed our life, destroying the earth and planet. whole earth and planet. Scientists, they know these things. They know these things, but they are backward. They can't help. Scientists, they know. Ecology imbalance happening, the glaciers happening, they're predicting what will happen. But neither they can go back this way or that way. No? One example I give, in Bengal, they're having one type of crop, one time crops in whole year. The science came. Then this irrigation comes, lift irrigation. With lift irrigation, they got four times crops. Just see what science has given us, four times crops. Then gradually, all the Bengal, Bangladesh, they got arsenic. You know arsenic? Arsenic, very miserable disease, arsenic. So how is arsenic disease coming? The ulcer all over feet and hand. Thousands, lakhs of people in Bengal, they have arsenic disease. Then they spend money. How is arsenic disease taking place? Then after 10 years, they found arsenic disease taking place from water. Then they found because two reasons. Because they're putting all these fertilizers, that is going down, and also they're doing lift irrigation, all water coming from the ground. Then when water comes from the ground, the stone remains empty, and on that stone, this arsenic poison is created. They found that. But now how to solve this? You can't stop lift irrigation. The four times crops is coming. And if you stop, you will die. You don't stop, you will die. You understand? That's why we say Brahmahatya and Gohatya. This way you do Brahmahatya. That way you do Gohatya. This is what science has done to us. Science has put into us into such a position. Neither you can give it up. If you give it up, you die. You take it, you die also. It's very difficult to adjust our life, to adjust the earthly planet. Very difficult. So don't be proud of your science. Don't be proud of our science. Previous science is much, much better. Let us try to balance through Krishna consciousness. Okay? I think you are very hungry now. We should take care of that. Thank you so much. Thank you.